We are in a two-week series here, and the series is entitled Honoring God. And what we did last week is we looked at one of the Ten Commandments, and this week we're going to look at another one. And what I'm going to do throughout this year and probably next year is every now and then we're going to look at some of the Ten Commandments and the way in which God desires to be honored by us in this day and this age. And last week we saw God's name. We looked at His name and we found out that His name means I am. And we talked about that. What does God's name mean to you? I am there when you are alone. I am there no matter where you go. I am there in the hard times, the difficult times, and the enjoyable times of your life. I am the great I am. And we talked about that. And we talked about misusing God's name. We talked about how we need to reverence and respect God's name, but how we can misuse His name. And we looked at some slang, and we talked about just a number of things related to God's name and using it and misusing it. And I had a couple of comments this past week about what I shared with you, especially as I was talking about when I was making the point, when you say this, oh my God! I had a couple of comments about that. That's all right, though. What we're doing here, though, is when you use God's name in that way, you're reducing God to a wow or an exclamation mark. And that's misusing God's name. Don't do that. We talked about that last week. Today, though, we're going on to another one of the Ten Commandments that we're going to be looking at. And in this particular one, we're going to be looking at honor. The series is entitled Honoring God. And today we're going to be looking at honoring your parents. Honor your parents. When you think about this, it's kind of an interesting one, probably one of the most difficult of the Ten Commandments to understand. When it says do not steal, that means don't steal. When it says do not lie, don't lie. This one says honor your parents. But as I look around the room this morning, we have in here junior hires, high schoolers. How do they honor their parents? We also have middle-aged folks, as I am. And then we also have folks that are a little older than I am. How do they honor their parents? And it's kind of an interesting thing to try and figure this out. What exactly did God mean when He gave this command to honor your parents? We're going to be looking in Exodus chapter 20, excuse me, and verse 12. And so if you open your Bible to page 54, we're going to read one verse here that kind of gives us a starting point, and then from there we're going to look at some other references that help us to better understand Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. And it says this in verse 12, honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Honor your father and your mother. Interesting, in this particular verse, as you look at it, is there a time limit on this verse? There is no time limit on this particular verse. So as long as you have parents, you need to honor them. And it doesn't matter how old they are or how long you have been their child. You're to honor your parents. There is no time limit on this. All right, let me ask you this question then. How do we honor our parents? What does it mean to honor your parents? Think about your parents right now, whoever they are. How do you honor your parents? What would be some of the things that would be appropriate and right to do towards your parents that would honor them? Okay, I heard the word respect. Okay, you respect your parents would be one part of that. Other idea, listen to them. Okay, very good, very good. I'm sorry, I heard obey. She said love. Okay. Good, yes. Care for them. all right, when they're older, maybe even when they're younger. We're going to talk about that this morning. Honoring them. The idea I have written down are a number of thoughts. Is one is to prize them, to view them in high esteem, to care for them, to show affection for them, to show respect to them. I don't care who your parents are, and this is a tougher part of this. It just says honor your parents, no matter what they've done. And we'll talk about that a little later in this message, too, because some parents have messed up big time. And it's really, really hard to do this. We're going to talk about that near the end of the message. But you are to honor your parents in just a number of different ways in which you can do that. It's interesting. In this verse, it says, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Well, he was going to give them an inheritance. He was going to give them the land. And that was the context for them. For us, it meant to have a new quality of life. They were moving into a new land, new opportunities, new qualities of life that they were going to experience. For you and me today, as we talk about this, it refers to a similar thing, to give us a new quality of life. If you honor your parents, if you do the Ten Commandments, God says, I'm going to honor you with a new quality of life. So, now, let's realize a couple of things here. First of all, as we get going, let's realize two things. Number one, there are no perfect parents, and all the kids said, isn't that good? Just wait. Your day will come, kids. Your day will come if God so blesses you. All right. There are no perfect parents. We know this. As parents, we know this too. And yet we're trying to do the best we can in raising the children that God has given to us to adulthood, basically, and then sending them off with our blessing. First of all, recognize there are no perfect parents. And let me tell you what, if you are moving along in life and you will become a parent someday, you will not be perfect parents either. Amen? You will not, because there are no perfect parents. Okay, this is important. Second, respect for authority begins at home. Respect for authority begins at home. One of the responsibilities of honoring your parents is to respect your parents. And as parents move their children along in the stages of childhood into youth, one of the lessons you must learn at home is respect for authority. If you do not learn this lesson at home from your parents, you will be in for a very, very difficult life, especially when you go through high school and you get your first job and you're used to acting a certain way if you don't get your way or it doesn't go for you. You could end up getting fired from a job. You've got to learn respect for authority begins at home, and it starts with your parents. And we will talk specifically about what this means and how it applies. It's a critical lesson in life. But one of the reasons that God has the family unit together, one reason is to help grow, develop, and mature our children to be responsible people in society. And one of the lessons you must teach as parents, and one of the lessons you must learn as young people, is respect for authority begins at home. If you don't learn that lesson, young people, it will be a difficult life. It will be very difficult. One of the things you must learn is respect for authority. And finally, how I relate to my parents will affect every other relationship in my life. How I relate to my parents will affect every other relationship in your life. Now, the Bible indicates this, but psychology, as you take classes, so much of the big issue of life is your family of origin. What was your family of origin like, the family you grew up in? And as you grow and enter into other relationships, the marriage relationships, how you relate to your parents, how you related to them will affect every other relationship that you have in life. That is why God gave you a family. God has a father and a mother to help you to grow and to walk and to learn many things. But it will affect every other relationship in your life. If you don't get along with your parents well, that could be kind of just a warning sign. that God's giving you. And if you don't respect your parents, now let me make sure you understand this. There's no perfect parents. That we understand. But respect is what you choose to give to someone. You choose to give to your parents, even if you might not agree with everything that you do. Your parents are your major forming factor in your life. Your parents are. You get along with your parents, I can tell you this, you're going to have a whole lot less stress in your life. Yeah. If you get along with your parents, a whole lot less stress in your home life and the potential for your family when you start one. All right. Now, the idea here is we're to honor the position of parenthood. Honor the position of parenthood. All right, so how to honor your parents. Now let's move into that area. How to honor your parents. Well, how do you do this? Well, let me just say this. It depends on what stage of life you are in right now. It depends on what stage of life you are in. So what we have then on the outline are 3 points, and we're going to look at 3 different stages that all of us will pass through, God willing, and we don't go home to see Him. For some reason. And we're going to talk about these. Okay, so I think it's 1 on your outline, how to honor my parents. Okay, as a child, I honor my parents by obeying and respecting them. By obeying and respecting them. Now, what we're talking about here is as a baby, obviously, you're a baby. You're in the house, they take care of you and do everything. But as you move on and you grow, and we probably might be talking about up to age 16, maybe 18, it's hard to say. You can't definitely say here. But as a child, I honor my parents by obeying and respecting them. It's interesting, in the New Testament, this is also taught, as well as in the Old Testament. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Read this verse with me, would you? Children, all right, obey your parents in the Lord. The same thing that He gave in the Ten Commandments, He's also giving to us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 in the New Testament. And so we have both the Old and the New Testament. Okay, so here we go. What does this mean? What does it mean to obey your parents? It means that you do what they ask you to do. You do what they ask you to do. 3 key words. Everybody write these down to the side. You do it willfully, you do it pleasantly, and you do it immediately. Willfully, pleasantly, and immediately. When your parents ask you to do something, if you are in this stage of your life and you are at home. Well, let me define this stage. Let me define it more. If you are under their roof, in other words, you are at home and they are buying your food, your clothing, your shelter, your insurance. Here's the deal. They pay, you obey. That's what God says. And I'm going to make some good progress, aren't I, with a certain group this morning. All right, here's the deal. They pay, you obey. End of discussion. That's what God says. All right, so obey your parents willfully, pleasantly, and immediately. They are paying for these things. Then you are in this stage of life. We'll talk about moving out of this stage, but for now, if you're in this stage, this is what you need to do if you want to honor God. And I think so much of it has to do with when they ask you to do something, that does not mean that we go into a long discussion about why we are doing this. This does not mean we go and debate back and forth, do this, no, yes, no, yes. No, that's not what this means. This means they ask you to do something, You willfully, you pleasantly obey this. And boy, do I have a lot of looks going back and forth this morning. All right, that's all right. But this is what this verse means in this context. And we got to understand that. All right, Proverbs 19:26 says this, "He who robs his father and drives out his mother is a son who brings shame and disgrace." This is talking about a child here, and I put this verse in that we necessarily, the way you relate to your parents and how God views you when you disrespect them and take from them, you don't honor them, you bring shame and disgrace upon yourself. Don't do that. That's not what God would have you to do. Okay, that is as a child. And again, I'm saying somewhere in the range of maybe 16 years old, somewhere around that. All right, let's go to the next stage. As a youth, I honor my parents by accepting and appreciating them. Accepting and appreciating them. So now we're moving into a little different stage of life at this point, and it's very interesting going through these stages, especially as a parent. Now, for my parents, you know, they said, wow, this is kind of different. But now you begin to experience it as a parent yourself, where you start moving out of childhood and into or as a youth. All right, here we are, probably somewhere around that 16 age through, my goodness, and it just depends, through your 40s, 50s, and into your 60s at this point. And so, as a youth, and it's actually maybe not quite that far, but you honor your parents by accepting and appreciating them. All right, the older you get, the reality is as you look at your parents, kids, you're going to see faults, aren't you? You're going to see shortcomings in your parents. That is true, and you're able to see those things and recognize them. One of the things accepting them involves is you understand some of these things about your parents, and you still accept them in spite of their faults. Because there are no perfect parents. Amen? Amen? Amen. There are no perfect parents. So accepting them, I'm going to put you in kind of a mindset now. When you accept your parents, what does this mean? One of the things you need to remember and understand is they gave you life. Let me tell you what, you wouldn't even be here except for your parents. They gave you life. You wouldn't be here. There would be no you without your parents. So accept them and thank them for it. Second thing in accepting them is listening to them. Listening to them. This involves not just tuning them out or saying, they don't know what they're talking about or they're way out of date. The reality is parents have been through a lot of stuff too. And you need to listen to them. Finally, forgiving them. Forgiving them. You need to forgive your parents. When they make a boo-boo, or a big boo-boo, you need to forgive them. This is very important. Okay. How about this? Proverbs 23:22 says, listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Verse that talks about listening to your parents, both of them, not only when they're young, when you're young, but also all through your life. You need to listen to your parents. This is very important. All right, appreciating them. That second little area down below there, we're doing accepting, we have done appreciate. First of all, with your parents, appreciate their effort. You know, appreciate their effort. It's amazing how difficult life is. How many times, as you think back, have they picked you up and taken you somewhere? Have they handed you money to go do something? Appreciate their effort. They've reorganized their schedule. They've done all these kind of things. And as a young person, you need to appreciate their effort. Their energy, life is tough and difficult. And it's tough enough kind of in the workplace. We go there, and then when we come home and it's a mess there or that's difficult, don't make it as difficult for them, especially in the home. Appreciate their effort. appreciate what they have done. All right. Appreciate, second, their sacrifice. Their sacrifice. You know how much it takes, and this number is just a little bit old, but it's probably not too far out of date. It's probably more than this now. To take a child to maturity, depending on if you define that as going to college or not to college, it's $250,000 to go through these stages. John, can you turn the blowers on up here, please? Appreciate their sacrifice. They have done without a lot of things parents have when they choose to have children. Now, they choose to have children, but they do without a lot of things that they could enjoy. So appreciate their effort and appreciate their sacrifice. I will never forget understanding something better about my parents and children the very first night that we brought Daniel home from the hospital. February 24th, 1987. That's the day he was born. 2 days later, we brought him home. And I can remember getting ready to go to bed, as we always do, and this little voice in the next room starting to cry. And Ruth went in, and she couldn't get him to be quiet. And I came in, and I was absolutely no good either, but she was much better than I was. But that whole night, I remember carrying him around, and most of that night, we were up, walking the floor, wondering, why won't this baby stop crying? What's the deal here? And then, you know, and I remember about 4 a.m. saying, you know what? I have a whole new appreciation of what my parents went through with me. And until you live it and until you experience it, you don't know. But you can appreciate their effort. You can appreciate their sacrifice in what they have done. All right, now, we get to this point and I've got a little... I was in getting a car smogged this last week, and in the repair facility, there was this quote on the wall, and I just happened to be doing this message this week. And I think I share a message like this, and especially if you're a young person or whatnot, and you're kind of fed up with your parents, and believe me, there's a natural progression that as you grow up, it's, you know, you start to understand and start to want to be on your own. That's good. You know, you should start moving in that direction and go eventually. But until you go, here's the deal. Children, tired of being hassled by your parents, act now. Move out, get a job, pay your own bills while you still know everything. All right, and I think a lot more of the parents are laughing at this, but... It's the truth. Sometimes you can be very frustrated and upset with your parents. You can. But let me tell you what. While they still pay, you obey. At this point, that's what God says. That's what God wants in the family. Now, when you get to this point, God bless you. God bless you. Let me say something about this, too. Chris and Teo and I were talking this week. And, you know, Lake Elsinore used to be one of the most economical places to live. In the last 3 years, it's changed dramatically. Chris was telling me down here on Corridon, those KB homes that are going in, 2,100 excuse me, square foot home. What were we talking about? $415,000 home. That's crazy. But the reality is, let me encourage you. If you're a young person here, you don't want to continue to honor your parents just while you're with them. One of the ways that maybe God will bless you is maybe your parents will help you get your first home. You want to continue to honor your parents, respect your parents, and then don't harass them or whatnot, because someday you're going to want to go for something bigger in life, maybe a house or something like that, and maybe mom and dad might be the only way that you'll ever get into one. So honor your parents, not just while you're with them. When you move out, continue to honor them. All right. Now, in all fairness to the young people here today, I will do a message later this year out of Ephesians that talks about not provoking your children to anger as parents. I will do that later this year. I'm not going to do that today. Today is Honor Your Parents Day. Amen? All right, good. Now, let's continue on then. As an adult, number 3. as an adult, I honor my parents by affirming and not abandoning them. Okay, I want to affirm my parents and not abandon them. Now, you're moving into adulthood. You move out of the house at this point. You get married. You establish a new home. You have children. And your parents are still there. They're still part of your life. You continue on. Your kids grow up. They graduate from high school. They go into college. And let's say your parents are still there. We are in this stage of life. We're going to affirm and not abandon them. The problem is, as parents get older, sometimes they tend to get less respect. Less respect, and that is wrong. This says that we are to honor our parents, to respect them all, every step of life. It's kind of hard. Think about this. Put yourself in your parents' position. At this point, they may have retired. Many of their friends may be dying. They typically don't have a job at this point. It's a difficult time of life. It's a hard time of life that they're going through. And your being there and affirming and not abandoning them is very important. Listen to them. Keep in touch with them. Call them. Cards, emails, all of these things. Don't lose touch with your parents when they're in this stage of life. And in this stage of life, they are older. There's a verse here. On your outline, it should be 1 Timothy 5:8. I think I have it as 2 Timothy. Change it to 1 Timothy. And it's interesting, one of the verses in the New Testament that talks to us specifically, and it's actually to a pastor, but it's to a church. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. In other words, God's plan was that the family was to take care of their own. You are to take care and be responsible for your parents at some point in their life if it comes to this point. Sometimes they go home and they're with the Lord. But many times the average length of life now is going on longer. And not abandoning them involves taking care of them. I think what's interesting here is when your parents get older, you go through what is called role reversal. Role reversal. In other words, as your parents get older, they begin to come to you for advice. They begin to come to you for suggestions. They begin to come to you and say, what should I do at this point in my life? It's called role reversal. And actually, it can be somewhat traumatic for the parents going through this. I saw this I think it's happened a couple times, but most significantly this past summer with my parents. And we had a lady pass away or was in critical care in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I ended up going out there a couple times to help her and to help my parents. And honestly, folks, the roles had changed. My dad looked at me and said, Dave, what do we do? And I'm used to my dad. This is what we do, son. Boom, 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 boom. Or, you know, I mean, that's just the way my dad is. And this role reversal hit me this summer. So that I basically did everything. And they said, sounds good. How can we help? What can we do? And I just did everything. And I'm sitting there in Las Vegas in the hotel room. And we had just spent most of the day at the hospital. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Dave? You're going through role reversal with your parents. And it happens in different times in different ways. And it's actually a little traumatic when you think about it because they start relying on you at this point and on what you think is best. But part of that is taking care of your family. One of the things that you need to do in regard to this is at this point you begin to become aware of what your parents' resources are, what they can do, how they have set themselves up for the rest of their life. And maybe it could involve having a conference or a discussion with them and finding out, what are you guys' plans? In fact, we've done this a couple times, but in Las Vegas, I talk with my parents. Okay, guys, what are your plans? What are your resources? How can we help? And these kind of things. And so we went through all of those kinds of discussions, and I think you're going to have those discussions a couple of times to find out how you can best provide for your parents and take care of them. Interesting. Don't forsake them. Don't abandon them. That is the family's responsibility to take care of them. And if they don't, and if we don't, it says we are worse than an unbeliever. Pretty strong language. God views this commandment as very important. So it's interesting. How do you honor your parents? It depends on what stage of life you're in. And what I wanted to do is just kind of outline three stages that we will all pass through and be able to provide for them. Now, sometimes for some of you, it's going to be really tough to honor your parents. You know why? Because your parents hurt you. I don't know exactly what your parents did to you, but they may have hurt you in some way, psychologically. They may have gotten involved in molestation, all these kind of things. And there's some really, really tough issues here. Then parents have made bad decisions and parents have blown it. And I don't mean to make this sound trite or simple, but as a child or an adult child, at some point you're going to have to deal with this. You're going to have to admit it. You're going to have to stop blaming everybody or them. And you're going to have to probably have a conference with them at some time and talk about these issues. I can't imagine how difficult this is, but I just wanted to address that because we deal with that in our society today. And it's very difficult to honor parents. You're honoring the position of parenthood at that point. But there are those who have been hurt by your parents. The other thing I would say is there may be those of you that feel abandoned or literally were abandoned by your parents. And again, that's just a very, very difficult situation. But there is someone who has never abandoned you and never will abandon you. And last week I talked about him, as also this week. It's your Heavenly Father. That you are never alone. That you have a Father who perfectly loves you, will never abandon you, will never forsake you, will never leave you. All right. Honoring your parents. Just bow our heads for a moment. Let me talk to the parents for a moment, and then let me talk to the kids, for lack of a better way to say that. The parents, you as I are not perfect. Let's take a moment as parents and just talk to God about asking for forgiveness, or maybe ways in which we have mistreated our children. All right. Those of you who have parents and are living at home, take a moment also. You recognize, as I've shared some of this, that maybe you're not honoring your parents. It's not my idea. I'm the postman delivering the mail. This is what God says. Your issue is really not with me. Your issue is with God. Ask God just to give you a right heart towards your parents. To honor them, to appreciate them. Lord, I thank you for our time this morning. Lord, I recognize the shortcomings that I have in my own parenting with my own children. Lord, I ask you for forgiveness of things I've done against my children that don't honor you. Things I've said, attitudes I've had that are not right. Lord, we thank you that you hear us. Lord, we thank you that you forgive us. Everyone in this room probably needs to be forgiven this morning of something relating to their parents. Lord, I pray that we would honor you above all what we are doing, the way in which we live our lives. Lord, I thank you for these 2 weeks, and as we move on throughout the year and pick up a couple more of these commandments, that you will guide us and direct us.